The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Hopefully, I'm a little more organized this hour. I've got a dog in my lap. Got the little, hello, Jinx, and that is truly your name. Yeah, little Cavachon, and she got a haircut last week. They all got haircuts in the last couple weeks. Got their nails trimmed. Yeah, how you doing, girl? Where's your sister? Oh, she's laying here at my feet. Okay. And that would be Jinx and Jolene. I don't know where Gabby is. Anyway, hope she's not outside. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are, let's see, waiting here. Lee and Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you, buddy?
Alan, I couldn't do any better. The yellow perch are, I'm telling you, it's probably one of the better years as starting off.
Yeah.
For up there in the Susquehanna, they're I had to search out those big ones. A lot of people will hang in one particular area, especially around the Perryville. And Route 40 Bridge, in that general vicinity on the Cecil County side, typically. But I found the bigger ones up river further, up around the, not quite to 95, but between the 95 and the...
railroad bridges?
CSX Bridge.
Yeah. And well, there's two railroad bridges, right?
Correct.
Two metal bridges.
You got the Amtrak. Amtrak is the lowest bridge to the flats.
Right. And then the
and
next
you got
one
Route 40.
Is the, yeah.
And then you got the CSX, and then 95.
Right. Right.
But
right.
Regardless, I'll tell you one thing, Alan. I learned years ago from a guy that gave a little. Talk on the yellow perch is the bigger the rubber. We're using jigs, obviously. I'm using a 1 ounce sinker with a double rig.
Wow.
I don't use any bait or anything. But really, I was using these 3 inch long purple twister tails, and the little perch will nip at it and play with it. But them big perch gobble it up. I had a small basset assassin on the top, and this big purple thing. we call it the purple demon. We got so everybody was laughing. Well, everybody was digging into my tackle box.
Of course, Yeah.
Isn't that the way it is, Alan?
Yeah. I mean, look. I have been. The guy wanted to talk about somebody encroaching on them. I have been in places. On fishing on the bank, fishing on a boat. I'll tell you where it's bad, buddy. That's on a headboat. You know, if you're out there jigging for something.
Oh yeah.
If you catch a fish, all of a sudden you're surrounded, and people actually trying to crowd you out of your spot on the boat.
Oh yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Yeah. You know. I just say, look, take the spot. I'm a better fisherman than you. I'll go back to your spot and catch fish.
We had an experience. Me and a friend, we were just putting the mollywop on the perch up there, and we decided it was so good. We were casting out and just dragging it in. It's 50 foot of water, and it was really fun because you just bump the 1 ounce jig off the bottom, you know, the 1 ounce sinker off the bottom, and you're jigging.
Yeah.
And it's a real lethargic bite. You feel like you're literally, it's like, it feels like a leaf or something snagging on your lure.
That's wow.
All they're doing is just holding on to it. They're not really hitting it
right
aggressively like a bass or a rockfish.
Right.
It's just a very lethargic type bite. But we were sitting there pounding all us, and my buddy, dude, let's just drop the anchor. We're on a heck of a pot of fish.
Yeah.
So we put the anchor down. Here comes my two buddies of mine, and they see us catching, like you're saying, they see us catching them.
Yep.
And they kept making a circle. We thought we were surrounded, and the Indians were attacking.
Human nature, man. It's human nature.
Oh, my God. They just kept circling us.
Yep.
And I said to them, dude, why don't you just – and I actually told them, I said, come over to my boat. You got plenty of water. Let me just put your – let me tie off on the back of my boat.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, it was comical looking. But,
oh, my gosh.
But the good thing is we all caught fish and we're still friends.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But, that's a good thing.
At least, really, really great yellow perch bite going on up there right now. I don't know how long it'll last, but, you know, while it's on, I'm
Were these all female fish?
Alan, there was three of us in the boat, and that pile you saw on the bottom of the boat.
Yeah.
I'd say 80% of them, yes, are females.
Females,
one of the guys likes the row. But
well, I like the row, too. I love the row.
Alan, how do you prepare it?
The row?
How do you prepare the row, yes. Is there a secret?
You just use lots of butter, man.
Is there a recipe?
Lots of butter and fry it crispy.
Okay. All right.
You can bread it and fry it that way if you want. You know, I mean, kind of fry it in oil, but you know, I've always just used. I like the taste and texture of it. So, if I'm making scrambled eggs or something, I'll just throw a couple rosettes in there in the butter.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll tell you one other hint is I'm using 6 to 8 pound braid. Very thin braid to get that. The less slack you have in your line for this vertical jigging.
Yeah.
Basically, what you're doing. You don't want to have one of the guys had like 12 or 15 pound braid, and he could see the arch in his line.
Yeah.
So we use the light of the line, and I'll tell you one other thing. He was wearing gloves.
You can't wear gloves and fish.
He wasn't feeling the hits.
Right.
He wasn't feeling the hits quite as well.
Well, I have gloves that I can wear to fish because I have gloves that I wear to hunt that have the thumb and the forefinger cut off.
Yes.
And only because people are texting me all the time while I'm trying to hunt, you know, or I'm texting somebody back, bro. Like, oh, may as well cut the fingers off these gloves because I'm not going to be able to take them on and off in too much motion while I'm fish or hunting, you know, to do that. So,
Alan used to be able to get it. I remember years ago. I haven't seen it at Sunny Surplus. They had these green military gloves.
Right.
All five fingers were cut off. You buy them in a pack. There's a pack of six.
Yeah.
Alan, I'm talking 30 years ago.
Sure.
I actually still have some of them left, but they and they're wool gloves. So if they got wet, you were still good to go.
Yeah.
It didn't ruin your day. But boy, what kind of great fishing going on up there? It's you know, I was having that cabin fever there for about a month.
I guess.
And my daughter, she went up there and actually had to break ice to get out last Sunday.
Wow.
And once she told me it was pretty interesting, as she was heading down, they were pulling a barge, and a tug was moving a barge of the stone from the quarry.
Right.
And she could actually hear, I've never heard this, but it probably is fairly good ice. And the noise of the barge and the tug busting the ice, and she said, was pretty incredible.
Yeah. Wow.
To hear that. I can't say I've ever heard that on the water.
I've only been out a couple times in the ice. One of them was a sea duck trip, and it's definitely just not worth it to me. Now, if you're breaking ice to get to a fishing spot, I get that. But if you're trying to hunt in that mess, it ain't happening for me. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it can be frightening, actually.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we got out to the open water, we set our decoys, and then, of course, the tide started to move, and the ice covered up all our decoys, and that was a fun trip getting them out of the ice.
Well, on the Patapsco one time, and we went out, and there was slow ice. Well, we come back into Fort Armistead to pull our boat out, and there was probably 200-300 yards of this slow ice that we had to navigate through to get to the boat ramp.
Right.
And I had my jet boat, and a jet boat and an ice don't work too good together.
No.
And we ended up having to, fortunately I had oars on the boat, and we ended up having to push our way through it. It took us about an hour just to get a couple hundred yards to the boat ramp, but,
right.
Yeah, flow ice is nothing to mess with, especially if it's bigger pieces.
No question.
You know, you're in it's okay on maybe an aluminum boat, but not a fiberglass boat.
Right. I got you.
But
all right, buddy. Well, look, I'm
yellow perch bite, and hope all is well.
All is well. Thank you for your call. It's always nice to hear from you, Lee. You always have a great call and great information for us. So, and you're not afraid to share the spots, which is,
what is it they call it? My daughter says, you spot burn. But, your audience is, good people. And, I don't mind giving it up. It's all good.
Sure.
So you take care, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. See you.
Okay.
See you, Lee. Yep, bye-bye. Oh, there goes Lee. That was great. Any callers on the line there, Aaron? All right, well, let's talk about backyard billies again. You know why? Because they're good folks, and we love talking about them. Warm weather's right around the corner, and they're gearing up for spring, of course, with all the stuff in backyard Billy's backyard, which is the storage sheds and the dog kennels and the chicken coops and all the backyard furniture, the tables and chairs, the Adirondack chairs. I mean, they have them year-round. They have specials on them at certain times of the year. But I have never seen such an assortment of lawn furniture and furniture for your porch, your deck, inside your beach home, that type of thing. The amount of furniture in that building and outside that building is absolutely incredible. If you're looking for anything to dress up your backyard, well, that's why they're called Backyard Billies. Just kind of a little hint for the name there. If you need something for your backyard, Backyard Billies has it. They've got gym sets for the kids. They've got tiki bars. They've got, tables. They've got high chairs. They've got picnic tables for, the entire family. I just can't tell you enough. If you've never been there, you don't know. If you've been there, you know. But then there's, of course, the inside with the barbecue grills and all the furniture and all the heating stuff. But you need to stop by. It's just a fabulous place. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend? Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Backyard Billies will make your backyard a fun place to be. Let's not forget about Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde Sports Shop is at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Lee makes me want to go fishing. And if you want to go fishing, you can stop by. You can get your bait. You can get your new line put on your reels. You can get your terminal tackle, your hooks, your weights, your bobbers, your shad darts, your little Nungesser spoons. You can get any kind of trout bait you want. You can get any particular lure that you like for, you know, any type of fishing, for bass, for panfish, for trout, for striped bass, rods and reels, plenty of rods and reels. Lots of good stuff, and why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Now, they're a full-line Browning dealer, too. They sell guns and ammos and optics and that type of stuff, all the accessories, and muzzleloaders. Why not stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, and the website is ClydeSportsShop.com, ClydeSportsShop.com. Phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108. For Clyde's, are open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
I got 35, what do you need? 75,
the 19th annual Firearms and Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year, Thursday and Friday, February 6th and 7th, at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. See amauctions.com. The second day is Friday, February 7th at 5.03 p.m. The live auction will be conducted at the A&M Auctions facility. That, again, is 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. Online bidding will be available at www.amauctions.com via proxy bid. On the auction block, a selection of over 400 firearms, including antique and modern rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more. You can preview Monday, February 3rd from 4 to 7 and Friday, February 7th from 4 to 5. See amauctions.com for more information. Sold!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was a-watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees, and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Four ten WCBM 680. Any callers on the line there, Aaron? Not right now. Wow, second hour, no calls. That's pretty interesting. Yes, indeed. What's John have to say? Yes, it is. That's right. And the answer is no, John. I have not. So, don't know what's going on. And that happens quite often, my friend. So, a little off the air conversation. So. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. How many names do we have on the list for the outdoor show? Five names. All right, well, two people are going to win here shortly. If you'd like tickets, two tickets to the National Outdoor Show coming up February 21st and 22nd in Dorchester County, down there at the, I think it's a K-8 school in Church Creek, down below Church Creek on... Is that Route 16, I think, on the way to Hooper's Island, Golden Hill. You'll be able to attend. Bucks, Bears, Stags will be there measuring deer. We already heard from one fellow on the air that would like to bring his rack down, and we always have a good turnout of deer with the sick of deer leading the way, and you know we're going to start promoting the heck out of that because we've got some big old sick of deer out there that need to get measured and some. This is a great year for nice deer. We're measuring deer all the time. If you watch our Facebook page, it's Bucks, Bears, Stags. Bucks, Bears, Stags on Facebook. You'll see some of the deer that we've been measuring and some really, really, really nice ones. So we measured a new non-typical muzzleloader white-tailed deer, non-typical. That was taken by a young man. Their religious affiliation does not allow them to be on social media, but what a spectacular deer. We're measuring another one over 200 inches, hopefully Monday. So we'll see how that all works out. So some tremendous deer. And the DNR is sponsoring, Maryland DNR is sponsoring a regional southeast and northeast combination regional deer managers meeting in a couple of weeks in Cambridge. It'll be 150 deer managers from across the country here, and they ask us to bring some Maryland heads out, some whitetails and some sika deer, so we can brag on Maryland a little bit with all these other states. I think there's 12 or 15 other states, maybe more. I don't know. I have to check it out. But we're going to take some deer heads down. We're going to take the state youth record non-typical down from here in Talbot County. We're going to take the youth female muzzleloader state record down, also from Talbot County, some big non-typicals, some sika deer. So we're just really looking forward to that. So, and the folks down at Delmarva Sporting Clays are going to be able to supply us with some really, really cool-looking sick of deer stags, and we're just gonna brag on Maryland a little bit to all these other states. Our DNR biologists and DNR deer people are excited about that event. So, all right, 410-922-6680 if you want to get in the contest for today, and we'll just keep your name on the list until we run out of tickets. We'll give away a couple tickets here shortly. Send me the list there, Aaron, and send me a picture, and we'll just put them in a random generator and see how many names win. Oh, need a little coffee. Oh my goodness, I'll do my best to keep I'll keep my options open here a little bit to get more information on the General Assembly. I know there's a bill in to ban lead ammunition statewide that seems to have support. I know there's a bill in for Prince George's County, private land archery only, Sunday hunting. there's a number of things that I talked with some folks yesterday that I just did not, because of my schedule, have time to prepare for the show to get that ready for you. But I'll get you some more stuff. And anybody who wants to know anything about the firearms bills, just drop me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I will forward you the latest from John Jocelyn, 2A Maryland. He's got the inside scoop on everything that goes on down there. He's got the way to contact all the committees and all the members of the General Assembly, and I'll just forward his email to you. You can sign up for his email list and get him direct to your inbox like I do. So there we go. All right, there's the list. Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 people. 5 people. All right. We will say random number generator. Random number generator. First one is number 4. Second one is number 1. So Gary won tickets, and Robert won tickets. So we'll call Gary and we'll call Robert. We'll get their addresses and we'll drop those tickets in the mail to you. How about that? Congratulations, Gary. Congratulations, Robert. The other 3 names will remain on the list. Aaron, if you just want to cross off or circle Robert, number 4, and Gary, number 1, circle their names, and you can just continue down with that list as we go. It's only going to be the next 2 weeks, so there you go. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, sir. We'll get in touch with y'all and get your address, and we'll go from there. How about that? I've been texting with Kathleen here today. We've been sending pictures. I've been sending her pictures of the sycamore marsh that I'll be hunting today, and it's yeah. Did I send that to you? There we go. Yeah, there we go. Let's see, Aaron, what you got there? Mike in Rosedale. Mike, good morning. How are you, sir? Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike in Rosedale. Aaron, can you put me on with Mike? And now he's not. All right, Carl, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Carl. Mr. Allen. How are you, sir?
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
I can't complain. Off to work as usual.
I got it. So you've been out? How was
your
season?
Hoping tomorrow. I don't know yet.
Tomorrow? You can't hunt tomorrow.
I'm going shed hunting tomorrow.
Oh, shed hunting. Oh, you're going shed hunting. All right. Well, that's one thing you can do on a Sunday is go look for shed antlers. Yeah, my buddy up in Cecil County found a beautiful 6-point, 21.5 inches inside spread that died from EHD. He hadn't seen it. The antlers hadn't even fully developed. He died in August from EHD. The antlers hadn't even filled out to the end, and it was still 21 inches inside. And
Wow.
He found it when he was shed hunting the other day. So found another one on public land up there. Found another one on public land up there in Cecil County that was 150-inch whitetail that had been apparently shot and lost. So, you know, you got to track them, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can't give up. Even if you get rained out, it's always good to do a quote-unquote grid or giant circle, as I call it.
Yep. A grid search always works well. So, yep. So what's on your mind?
I just wanted to call and say good morning and see how your season went.
I took one white-tailed deer. I'm going sick of deer hunting tonight for, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. For the 4th time, I've been in the woods 4 times and haven't seen 1 sick of deer yet. And all I want's a hind for meat. And hopefully tonight I'll be in the right spot at the right time. I know there's some good deer down there. And
well, I wish you luck tonight.
Talking to the landowner, and he said, I said, Stand A, stand B. He said, stand B. I said, well, isn't there a feeder on C? And he said, yeah, but we haven't been seeing many deer on C, so I would recommend B. And I said, okay, I'll go to B. So we'll see what happens. Maybe something will happen.
Right. Yep, I ain't going to lie. I wish I was headed to the woods myself, but
yeah,
got to pay the bills first.
Got to pay the bills first. Do you have a primitive muzzleloader?
Yes, I do.
Yep. Well, a lot of people do.
That was my first muzzleloader, and I have yet to harvest one with it.
Well, you need to get out there Monday or Tuesday, you know. So, yeah, I've got several. I just picked one up the other day, another one, and you know, so we'll see. You know what I found the other day? I was talking to Mike up at Bel Air Gun Range, and Mike said, I got a couple of muzzleloaders in here. And I've had them on
Facebook and stay in contact with them throughout the year a little bit.
Yeah, I said, what do you got? And he brought a 54 caliber Remington 700 ml stainless steel out.
Oh, my.
In 54. And I thought, you know what? I've got a 54 percussion cap that I've got loaded up for this season. And price was right. So, you know, I now own another muzzleloader. Yeah, well.
You're never going to have too many muzzleloaders. That's how I look at it.
Well, I know, you know.
Two side hammers and one inline.
Yeah, well, I've got a couple of flintlocks. I've got a Hawken, Thompson Center Hawken, that I've never fired. It still had the tag on it when I bought it. It was an estate sale. And I saw it in the gun rack, and I said, what is this? They said, it's a 54 caliber flintlock. And I said, yeah, I see that. He said, we bought it in an estate sale. I said, well, how much? He said, $250. I'm like, okay. $250 for a Hawken.
Shoot.
For a Hawken, a new Hawken. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a dream.
Yeah, I couldn't, that one I couldn't pass up, you know, so.
No, sir. Even if I didn't have it, I'd have found a way to come up with it.
Exactly. It's a weakness, I guess. You know, my only vice.
Oh yes,
Hey,
there's worse things in this world to be addicted to than firearms.
Oh, so well, that's true. That's true. Well, I'm not
totally agree with that.
Yep. All right, Carl. Well, good luck out there looking for those sheds tomorrow. They're dropping them, and you'll probably find a couple deadheads. You hunting public or private?
I'm actually going behind my house. Me and my uncle decided to set up some cameras, and we put out a little bit of corn. And my goodness, we had some doozies and some little ones. And
wow,
I'm just hoping to find this beautiful 10-pointer we had behind our house.
Oh, good luck to you. Yeah, I was checking the cameras earlier. And apparently there's either rain on the lens or fog on the lens of both cameras, it looks like. But the one, I had the first buck on there I've seen in a week, and he's all weird looking because he's just in the fog. It looks like he's one of my 6 points, but there's a raccoon, the buck, and a flying squirrel all in the same picture.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing me and my uncle didn't like that we saw on the camera right behind our house, which, mind you, we literally put it 10 feet behind our shed, we got a couple coyotes, and they're really close to the house because the shed is only about 5 feet from the house and then about 25 feet from the residence. So it's just like, wow.
Yeah. Yep, I got it.
Makes it a little eerie.
yeah, exactly. Well, get out there and, you know, whack them and stack them if you can. So, all right, buddy.
Yep, just got to talk to the landlord first and see if he'd be okay with archery after some coyotes.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he won't have a problem, but
or trap him.
Never know.
You could always trap him.
Yep, I don't know enough about that, and I don't know enough people that trap to learn how to do it properly, so I wouldn't want to injure or maim an animal.
No, well, okay, I got it. No, you don't want to injure or maim an animal, but, you know, a leg hold trap is meant to hold the leg, not to cut it off. So, just so you know, it's a humane way to do it.
The kind of luck I have.
I hear you.
I would probably set it up wrong, so that's where I'm
Yeah, we don't want you to do that.
To do it properly.
Right on. All right, buddy. Thank you very much, Carl. Nice hearing from you. All right, 410 WCBM 680. Carl's dad used to call in all the time. Unfortunately, passed away. We got a nice text from one of our muzzleloader winners that said, "Pray for some friends of ours." I knew who they are. I'll get back to you, Matt. I appreciate it. I know who those friends are. They lost some good friends in the plane crash. So, anyway, let's talk about Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires are featured, along with any other brand for any other vehicle in your driveway, at your business. Look, I see service trucks in there all the time. I mean, the locals know. These guys that are independent contractors, they know that they're going to get the best prices when they go to see Brent at Spurrier's. Morning, Brent. How are you? And they go there because they know the service is great, the tires are good, and they're going to get taken care of. That's why they're so popular. That's why they've been in business for 35 years, because they take care of their customers. And they've taken care of me, and they've taken care of our cars, and they've taken care of our family cars. It doesn't matter if it's a check engine light, an oil change, a brake job, they can do it all. They also have every kind of tire for your trailers, for your tractors, for your garden tractors, for your mini tractors, for your biggest giant farm tractors and farm machinery. They've got it all. Spurrier's has a 24-hour truck service. All this stuff that I've told you and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, very happy, very satisfied for over 30 years. You can stop by with no appointment needed for tires. They'll put them on while you wait. Or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Now, if you want to get a brake job or something like that, you're going to need an appointment, no question. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com, 410-822-7384. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the 78th National Outdoor Show, Friday and Saturday, February 21 and 22 at 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland. The show opens Friday at 5 and Saturday at 9 a.m. Admission only $8 for adults and $4 per child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country. The heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. Weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all, savor local seafood delicacies, muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, Friday and Saturday, February 21, 22. See you at the 78th National Outdoor Show. Hey, for times and details, visit NationalOutdoorShow.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage. Yeah.
All right, my baby looks good in camouflage. My baby looks good in anything. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We've got a couple minutes here, and then we'll have our last break and get out of here for the week. But we're still giving tickets away. If you want to call in and get on the contest, you're welcome to do that. Just name and phone number, go on the air with me, and we'll get you in. Maybe you can win one next week. So how about that? Yeah, we're hearing from some folks about people that in Southern Maryland were claimed in that, whose souls were lost in that plane crash. It's really, really sad. It's, you know, there's, what do they say, 6 degrees of separation from everybody on earth, and it's amazing when, you know, something like this happens, how many people know, how many people that you know, how many people, you know. I mentioned John Boyd earlier, holds the state record. His ex-wife is now a photographer. She took pictures of another deer that's in the record book, and those people are mourning John's loss. And then they're friends with people in Pasadena who, you know, listen to the show, who text me, and, you know, you kind of connect the dots, and you don't necessarily know these people personally. You know them from, you know, their photos. You know them from working with your business, and, you know, getting their deer scored and things like that. It's just absolutely amazing how many people, you know. Ran into a guy, random guy, the other day. Owns a mechanics company or a salvage company in Southern Maryland. He knew several of those guys. He knew the guys up. One of the guys that perished was a plumber. They're putting a motor in his truck. They don't know what they're going to do now. And they're just, you know, this tragedy affects so many lives. And, you know, it's just hard to put into words. It really is. So, all right, let's see here. Bob in Parkville. Good morning, Bob. How are you? You'll be our last caller today. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
Hi, Bob.
Good talking to you. Let you know you there.
I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Let you know we keep Robin in our prayers every night.
I appreciate that. Yes,
things improve with her.
Her eyes have improved over the past week very, very well. She's been treated with what they call contact Band-Aids. The ophthalmologist puts these contacts on her eyes. And then, of course, she has the drop therapy every hour, every couple hours. She treats them with drops. She's got shields that are taped on that she hates. And, you know, they look goofy, but it's like wearing a, you know, a scuba mask or something almost, that these shields keep her from touching her eyes and rubbing the contacts out. And, but she has improved greatly. Her vision was the
is
best.
Is she getting any clarity or just still light?
It's clarity. She can see some of the TV now. Her vision has improved to 20/50 and 20/70. So I mean that's the third or fourth row down of letters down. So she's
that's pretty huge.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yep.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I was calling to try and find out some locations where you dropped off your hunters quarterly on the east side, anywhere, Parkville, Towson, Essex, Dundalk.
Yeah. Over at Aircraft Heating and Cooling. I haven't been there yet for the current issue, but they've got them all. They're right there in Fred, where are you? Come on. Right off Route 40. What is that? Rosedale. They're in Rosedale.
Okay. Route 40.
Yep. Aircraft. A-I-R-E-C-R-A-F-T. Aircraft. They've been with us for a long time. They're all in there.
What was it? It's A-I-R-E. What was the second spelling?
Craft. Aircraft. Like.
Oh, C-R-A-F-T.
Yeah, aircraft. Okay. A-I-R-E-C-R-A-F-T.
Yeah,
Fred's a good friend. He's just texting with me this morning. Fred came all the way down here from East Baltimore and installed a new compressor in our heating system when our heating system went up this time last year, and it's been cranking along ever since and did a fantastic job. And
that's great.
Greatly
that's great. I always try to nurse him along as much as possible rather than replacing the whole unit.
Exactly, and that's exactly what
and
we did.
And most of the time, it's not a compressor. It's something electrical.
Oh,
some
boy.
Kind of board went out or some kind of wiring.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you need any of that work done, Aircraft will do it for you.
They're yeah, working. Yeah. Yeah, I got out twice this year goose hunting. Didn't get any. They're just flying too high, wouldn't come in. But it was fun getting out in the field, setting up and everything.
Yep. Well, it is fun. They were banging them yesterday. They were that bad weather. They were flying everywhere, and I guess it was the last day yesterday or today.
Yeah, yesterday was the last day, 31st.
Yep. So next year, 30 days and one goose.
Yeah, it makes it tough to try to put out for a farm and everything.
No question. Yeah, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly is also available online. MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. You can read the entire book.
Yeah, I've seen one. I just like to have a hard copy.
Oh, yeah.
Sit around, show your grandkids and stuff.
Yep. So, yeah, I was at Madonna Seafood 2 days ago.
Okay.
And a guy walked in. I said, "What's your last name?" He goes, told me. I said, "Do you have a son, Jack?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "Well, your picture's in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly." He goes, "Yeah, I just picked up a copy." I'm like, "There we are. This guy's up in northern Baltimore County, got his picture in the magazine. He walks in while I'm talking to Mark at Madonna Seafood." Crazy.
So, that's amazing how small the world is.
It is. Hey, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you, and good luck to you.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. I'll tell you one more time about Backyard Billy's. Let's not forget about Backyard Billy's. If it's anything you need for your backyard, I mean a shed, a greenhouse, a dog kennel, a chicken coop, or something for the kids, table chairs, Adirondack chairs, why not stop by Backyard Billy's? They're open 7 days a week. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, backyardbillys.com. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge. That's the Graysonville exit. And any kind of fireplace insert or freestanding wood or pellet stove right there at Backyard Billy's. Clyde Sports Shop, get ready for fishing. Go in and take a look at all the firearms. If you need a firearm for protection or to carry, you're welcome to take a look at all the handguns at Clyde Sports Shop, all the terminal tackle, all the new line, all the lures, all the live bait and frozen bait you could need, one, or imagine. 242-6108, Clyde Sports Shop. 410-242-6108, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Harrelthorpe. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
I got 35 with EV. 75 with EV.
The 19th Annual Firearms and Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year, Thursday and Friday, February 6th and 7th, at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. See amauctions.com. The second day is Friday, February 7th at 5:03 p.m. The live auction will be conducted at the A&M Auctions facility. That, again, is 8000 Esham Road, Parsonburg. Online bidding will be available at www.amauctions.com via proxy bid. On the auction block, a selection of over 400 firearms, including antique and modern rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more. You can preview Monday, February 3rd from 4 to 7 and Friday, February 7th from 4 to 5. See amauctions.com for more information. Sold!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
So we got about a minute left, and I just wanted to say thank you for all our listeners this morning. Thank you to all our callers. I appreciate you sticking with us here. Been a crazy busy week, just crazy busy. Didn't have a lot of time to prepare. I hope you enjoyed the show, and always enjoy talking to you folks, listening to the stories and everything we got from our listeners. And we'll have a much better show next week. I'll be a little more prepared, and we want to get some more tickets out. But keep in mind, we're going to be measuring deer for bucks, bears, stags. That's the official Maryland record book at the National Outdoor Show, February 21, 22, in Dorchester County. We're also going to be at the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet, and there's a great banquet for fun, fellowship, and good food. That's at Martin's West on March 8th. Just use your search engine to check Maryland Bowhunter Society and check out their banquet. Great time, great food, great fun, and a lot of great prizes and door prizes and giveaways and raffles and auctions and that kind of stuff. So, hey, there's the music. Look, get out, stay safe. Love your family. You never know when they're not going to be here. Seriously, love the Lord.